you and your business are, no matter where you are, how much growth you've had over the past month, over the past 3 years, 5 years, maybe like me, 10 plus years, your goal is still always to fulfill the assignment that God has given you, to run your race well, right? And there are some other games that I have found that we play in the entrepreneur world that I want to invite you to start playing a little bit different of a game. And this game that we often play is the what if game.
Welcome to the Seek First CEO podcast, a community for high achieving kingdom women committed to seeking God first and keeping God first in all we do. If you believe you're called to impact the world through your gifts, then you're in the right place. Hi, friend. I'm Heather, teacher turned speaker and your host of the Seek First CEO podcast. I'm passionate about helping ambitious, servant-hearted women find their worth in whose they are, not what they do. As a certified master neuroscience life coach, I help you connect the dots between biblical principles and brain science so you can take your thoughts captive and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't do surface, so we go deep here, and we talk about the stuff underneath the surface because I want to help you get to the source of your heart set and mindset roadblocks so you can have breakthrough by aligning your heart and mind with biblical truths. If your heart's desire is to grow in your relationship with Jesus while fearlessly fulfilling your purpose and calling, then let's open up the Word together and see what the Holy Spirit has to say about living your life in flow with Him. Are you ready? Then get excited for today's episode. Hey, sister friend, welcome to today's episode. I've been on this journey for 10 years, and can I just tell you that I am a different person than I was 10 years ago when I started this business. And I would venture to say you can say the same thing. And I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel like this game of entrepreneurship is a little bit, literally, it's like a game. And we're playing this game of the algorithm changes and this is the best way. And well, now God's pivoted me and I'm going to do this instead. It's always like this figuring it out. I don't know what you grew up on, but I definitely played some Mario Brothers when I was young. My brother, I had an older brother. And so he loved, you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo. And my favorite, all-time favorite, is Super Mario Kart. And I'm still really good at that. My kids have Switch and I can still kick their butts on it. I'm not a big video game person, but I think of these different levels. And my goodness, if you go back to the games that were from like the 1980s and 1990s, and you look at the games today, they're so different. But at the end of the day, it's still trying to win and get to the end of the level. You and your business are, no matter where you are, how much growth you've had over the past month, over the past 3 years, 5 years, maybe like me, 10 plus years, your goal is still always to fulfill the assignment that God has given you, to run your race well, right? And there are some other games that I have found that we play in the entrepreneur world that I want to invite you to start playing a little bit different of a game. And this game that we often play is the what if game. We often play the what if I fail? What if I disappoint so-and-so? What if I sound silly? That imposter syndrome kicks in, right? What if they do better than me? What if I invest in this big five-figure coaching investment and it doesn't yield the best, the results that I really want? We can say what if all day long. And if your brain is doing its job, what your brain will do is your brain will play the what if game to keep you safe, to keep you in a place that you're not going to grow. And that's why we always hear this, nothing grows inside a comfort zone. Why? Because your brain is wired to keep you safe. Your brain is not wired for success. It's wired for keeping you in this bubble. And so we play this game. Well, what if? We're going to avoid fear. We're going to avoid rejection. We're going to avoid disappointment. We're going to avoid all the things that make us uncomfortable. And so then we just stay and we remain where we are. I want to invite you today to play a little bit different of a game. Same words, just a different fill in the blank. So I'm going to ask you this question. What if game have you been playing that has kept you where you are? What is the thing you're fearing? What is the thing that you're doubting? What is the thing that you're still wrestling with? What if, fill in the blank? Well, I want you to think, what is the opposite of what you have been questioning. And before we do that, I just want to tell you a little tip that I do. So when I recognize that my brain is trying to do this very thing and is trying to keep me safe and comfortable and just like in its comfort zone, I want to honor it. And so I literally will say, thank you, mind, for doing what you are supposed to do. Thank you for keeping me safe and comfortable. However, mind, I'm going to ask you to take a seat. Soul, what your soul knows and what you're preparing for, right? I'm going to ask you to just like take a seat. And spirit, I'm calling you forward. When you gave your life to Jesus, you became new. And one of those things that you received new was a new spirit. Your spirit is what the Bible says we are supposed to be led by. But oftentimes we are led by our past experiences. And we are trying to avoid at all costs anything that is uncomfortable. The truth is, the next level is going to be uncomfortable because you have never experienced it before. You've never done it. You have never showed yourself how this goes or proven to yourself that you can do it. And so there are some risks involved. But we often focus on the risks in a negative way so that we remain comfortable. And so today I want to invite you to play the same game, but fill in the blank with something positive. What if I succeed? What if I help one person do the thing that I'm supposed to do? What if my business takes off? What if my launch goes really well? What if I get the speaking engagement? What if my podcast takes off and it reaches 30 different countries and people get to hear the message that God's given me? What if? What you focus on grows. Can you all hear my dog? Because my dog is barking up a storm right now, but we're just going to keep going. What you focus on grows. And if you're focusing on the negative what ifs, you are never going to move past where God would like you to move into a place of, God, I don't know, but I'm trusting that you are with me. You have gone before me. You are behind me. You are with me. And no matter what comes, failure, success, good, bad, I am okay. And I'm going to move forward. So number one, you have to identify what kind of a gamer have you been playing that's keeping you small. And I want to invite you to flip the script. Fill in the blank with the opposite of, I'm a word nerd. If you've done any of my trainings or you've coached with me before, you know that like I love to look up definitions. And one of my favorite things to do is look up synonyms of words and look up antonyms of words. And so when you can get that word, look up the antonym, the opposite of it, and fill in the blank. What if I fail? Okay, what if I succeed? What if nobody listens? What if a million people listen? I am sure you have posts in your drafts on Instagram or TikTok, whatever platform you were on that you have not published yet because you are still unsure how it's going to perform. And you're playing this what if game. I do this too. Y'all, I have like 100+ drafts in my Instagram reels, right? Probably some of the same reasons that I'm telling you today. So anything that I say, it's not because I have it all figured out, but because I am figuring it out. I'm right in the middle, in the messy middle, like you are, trying to focus on God and keep faith and hope, knowing that He is going to take me to the promise. Being in the middle can sometimes feel excruciating until you learn that most of our life is like in the middle. And when we become peace-filled and joy-filled in the middle, to me, that is when you are winning as an entrepreneur. So what if you win? What if it goes well? What if you succeed? What if the very thing that you didn't even know was possible is like exactly what the world needed? That's the first game that I want you to play. The other game that I want to invite you to play is, because your mind wants to keep you safe, sometimes we create these stories that are so much bigger than what they actually are, and then we just avoid them at all cost. And so another way to play the what if game is to actually let yourself play out the what if I fail. Literally, play it out in your brain. Let your brain go there. Okay, what if you start a podcast and you get zero downloads? Like, instead of just stopping there and thinking, nobody's listening, it's only my mom, my aunt, or whoever, play it out. Okay, what if it fails? Really, like literally play it out. What are you gonna do? Are you going to hire a podcast coach? Are you going to continue to post new episodes believing that God called you to this and you're going to be obedient and trust that even though it doesn't really make sense and it maybe feels like a waste of time, like he knows because you know that you know that you know that he told you and you're going to keep going? What if you fail? What if you make an investment in a coach? Let's say you drop $5,000, $10,000 on a coach and you don't get the results that you thought you were going to get by investing in this thing or this person. Okay, what if? What if? I've made bad investments. So I can just tell you, I've learned how to screen things a little bit better. Sometimes we are so afraid of failure that we avoid the growth opportunities. Excuse me. And really, to succeed, we have to fail. So let your brain play it out. Because your brain wants to avoid pain and discomfort at all costs. But when you let your brain see that it's actually not so bad, and I'm going to live. Like, I love that, but did you die? But did you die? When you let your brain play it out and see that, okay, let's just say I did invest in that thing and I didn't get what I wanted. Okay. Does it kind of stink? Sure. Like, we're not going to just pretend like it's not, didn't impact us in any way. But did you die? Like, does your business have to close down? Is there an alternative? Is there something else that you can do? Did you learn a lesson from it? Did you grow from it? Because when you do that, you will show your brain that, hey, even if this does happen, I'm going to be okay. And I can still move forward without fear. So number one, flip the script. Give your brain an alternative to say, well, what if I win? What if I succeed? What if this goes better than I had imagined, right? And then the other one is, why don't you just let your brain go there all the way, let it play out and write it out, a game plan. If I made a $5,000 investment and it didn't go as planned, what would I do? If I launched this course and nobody signed up, what would I actually do? Let your brain see that it's not the end of the world, and then your brain won't be terrified of actually failing. Because as you know already, failure is part of the process. And when we learn from our failures, that's when we can be okay with failing. And let me just tell you, failing is part of the process, and I still don't like it. And I'm still here. I didn't die. And God still has an assignment on my life. He still has an assignment on your life. And then I want to give you one bonus tip, because when you are doing something like this and you're using your brain to really help you, when you're doing the what ifs in a positive way, what I want to invite you to do is use your senses when you are playing it out. Sometimes we just leave like our answers at a surface level. What if I did succeed? Well, that'd be great. I want to encourage you to go a little bit deeper than that and allow yourself to really embody what would that feel like to have a thriving podcast that is global, that is in the top 1%. What would it sound like to achieve the thing that you want to achieve? What would it feel like, taste like, smell like, sound like, feel like? So incorporating all of your senses lets your brain really embody and experience the potential. And here's the deal. Your brain actually doesn't know the difference between reality and just a made-up thought. So if you give your brain a chance to go with that made-up thought and have some exploration and imagination and some play, it will tell your brain that this isn't actually scary. Like we can actually visualize, we can imagine what that would look like. And that tells your brain, this is familiar. And your brain wants to do what is familiar. Hence why what you focus on grows. So I want to leave you with these three verses that I believe are so important when we really consider what we are focusing on. When we play this what if game and we focus on all the negative, well, then those things are going to grow and we're going to stay stuck. But Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Colossians 3:2, keep your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Makes me think of seek first the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to be looking up. In fact, we are already seated in heavenly places, but the question is, do we actually believe we are seated in heavenly places, that we can see, and that we are the head and not the tail, and the enemy, we are above and not beneath, and he's under our feet? So often we think, oh, there's so much spiritual warfare, and I just don't have, like, I'm out of control, and there's just so much yuck going on, that we lose sight of where we're actually seated and how much authority and power Jesus has given us through his blood. Joshua 1:8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I know as an entrepreneur, you want to be prosperous and successful. So the key to that is meditating on God's truths, meditating on his promises, focusing on things that are good, focusing on things that are true, focusing on things that are noble, are righteous, are holy, are fill in the blank. God tells us these things all throughout scripture. And then we have these really fun, like, entrepreneurial sayings, like what you focus on grows and nothing grows in God's inside a comfort zone. But when we can actually see that God already told us these things in scripture, to me, I don't know about you, but to me, it's like the light bulbs go off. I'm like, oh, God's been saying this all along. And now I see why. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because the kingdom has all the answers. God has all the answers. But yet we oftentimes will focus on the negative things to keep us safe, to keep us playing small, to keep us stuck, to keep us not satisfied and just feeling like, oh, we're made for more, but I can't figure out, like, what's wrong. So flip the script, play the game in a good way. Actually, let your brain play it out so that you know that it's not the end of the world, even if you do fail. And then last, journal it out. What does it look, sound, taste, smell like, feel like if I were to actually succeed and achieve the goal and do the thing that I know is possible? And your brain will start to do those things because what you focus on grows. I hope this serves you in a way, a very practical way of helping you get to the next level and get unstuck and not let the enemy hold you back in any way, because you know what you are meant to focus on. Father, I thank you for our minds. I thank you that you have given us these tools, and we thank you for giving us truths that we get to focus on, things above, not beneath. We are seated in heavenly places. So Lord, upgrade our vision, upgrade. We are asking for an upgrade in every way, our vision, our faith, our wisdom, our courage, our confidence, all the things. Lord, I pray that the woman listening to this today, you give her an upgrade for the things that she needs so that she can run her race well, serve the people she's called to serve, love you and love other people through her business. And it is all for your glory and honor. And we thank you in Jesus's holy name. Amen.